We have a real treat for everyone here, including us. We have Eric Frost here with his second favorite accompanist, Bill Hansen. So it's great to see both of you guys here. We had Eric Frost booked, and we didn't know who he was going to bring, you know, but whether it would be Jessa or Bill. But
yeah. Well, Bill just happened to be in town, and so he saw it on the calendar and said, oh, hey, when did this happen? And I said, well, kind of recently, and so he was gracious enough to stay.
The dobro is a sweet, sweet instrument, and we really love hearing you. Last time we saw you, Bill, it was with Wild Willie Waldeman.
Yeah, that's right. Boy, was that a fun night.
That was great fun.
Still one of the peak musical experiences of my life.
Oh, yeah, I bet it was.
He's a great guy. He's wild, but he's a sweet, he's a sweet man. He really is. Yeah,
we could have him on tonight because he could play from wherever he is.
Yeah, that's true. We could hear him. Yeah.
Yeah, he had to be further away. He couldn't have done it in this studio.
No. Would not have worked.
But he would have had to go out in the hallway. But anyway, welcome to you both, and I know you guys got gigs going, including one tonight.
We do, yeah. We've got this sweet little gig down at Eagle Ridge tonight at Lutzen Mountains. They do campfire music every Friday. It's a wonderful little gig. It's very loose and fun. Come one, come all, BYOB, and just kind of one of those things where Bill and I, you know, we get to try out some new stuff in front of an audience who you know, they've got other stuff going. They've got brats on the grill and they're hanging out and roasting marshmallows and doing s'mores, and it's a really fun gig. And I must say that it's really fun for me is because we get to play acoustically. You know, we don't have to plug anything in. We don't have to worry about sound. You know, it's one of those settings where we get to actually let our instruments sound the way that they should.
The way they're supposed to sound. Yeah, that's cool. And that's on the riverside of the...
It is, yeah. And then tomorrow night we're going to be the Voyager Brewing Company from 3 to 5 up on the rooftop, and then from 9 to 11 down in the bar.
And so that's the Voyager Brewing Company right here in the coolest small town in the country.
You got it. And I really love playing that room. It's really, really nice.
It really turned out to be a fun spot.
Yeah, it's very cool.
Yeah. But you're going to start out upstairs, you say?
Yeah, upstairs out on the deck, because tomorrow the weather forecast is, you know, forecasted to be more of the same beautiful July weather that we've been having for the last couple of weeks. And, oh, man, it's just been, I can't remember a July that's
with
been
weather like
this nice, you know.
Rooftop venues are just spectacular.
You got it. And so we're excited. We haven't played up on the rooftop yet. They just opened that in, late June or early July. And so we're excited to be up there.
Are you going to build a campfire there too? Or?
No. I think that they might they might frown upon that. You know,
nice wood deck up there,
but, but plenty of good beer, so that's good.
Yeah,
good beer and good food. Yeah, that's a sweet spot.
Well, let's hope there's not a dark cloud following you.
That's right.
Tomorrow night.
That's right.
So. Yeah.
Let's hear one of the tunes that we might hear. Well, I won't hold you to that.
Whatever you like.
Well, thanks. Yeah.
Campfire tunes. I'm not sure.
We're gonna play a song of mine that I don't know why, but we've been kind of neglectful of it lately at our gigs, and it kind of reminds me of summertime because I wrote it about my grandfather's cabin down from here in northern Wisconsin, and I haven't played it in a while, and so I thought about it on the way in and just how lovely it would be to be there right now. So, not that it's not lovely to be on WTIP. So this one's called A Rose Owes Its Mud. Girl still hangs on the wall in that cabin where my grandpa spent his days and dreamt his nights under winter sun with one gaslight, proofread letters that my mama wrote alone at a table near a radio. Politics or a ball game, looking up to heaven and waiting on the rain. 'Cause you know, roses, it's mud, and your past is in my blood, and your shadow grows long. Door opens up the room, dry flies in a tin, still waiting on you in an overturned boat on the hillside. Only needs a 10-horse to make her fly. Boat's being covered by the maple leaves, red as the flames that'll burn in me, or the wood that you put up. Stick that boat and try our luck. 'Cause you know, it's mud, and your past is in my blood, and your shadow grows long. Path of mine. Record still hangs on the wall up from the basement where my grandpa never complained about getting old. Gave me a life cast from his mold. And you know, roses, it's mud, and your past is in my blood, and your shadow grows long, path we're on.
Eric Frost and Bill Hansen. Very nice. That's a real
Thanks.
That's a real Minnesota, Wisconsin memory song.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks. You must have spent some time at that.
I did. Yeah, I used to spend my summers up there, and you know, my grandfather taught me a lot of important things, like how to paddle a canoe and
sure.
how to safely light a cherry bomb, and you know, all those things that that a good kid from Chicago ever, needs to know.
Well, Chicago is where you came from.
Yeah,
oh, yeah. To northern Wisconsin. Yeah. Yep. Did you ever get up to northern Minnesota when you were a kid?
I did. Yeah. That's what you know, created this created this idea that we should live here.
The Sawbill connection.
You got it. Yeah. Yeah. I used to come up on canoe trips as a kid. And uh-huh. Never wanted to go home.
I don't know if there's warmer memories than a cabin on a lake.
Oh, you know, exactly.
That's right.
Brings it right out.
Yeah,
and it's unique to Minnesota and mm-hmm. Wisconsin, really, in a way. Michigan,
and Canada.
Too, Canada. Of course, Canada. Yeah, but
they call them camps.
Camps.
Yes. Or, yes.
Bush camps. But yeah, it's very. I mean, I think about that, and you know, my son living out in California now, they don't have that same kind of tradition or feeling,
right.
Place at the lake, you know.
Yep. Yep. Pretty lakes. Iconic.
Yeah.
They just think about being on the beach.
Sure.
I don't know what they think about.
No, I don't.
They
either.
Have their own. Their own.
They do think about. They do think a lot about the beach. Yeah, that's very true. But it's salty water.
Mm-hmm. Salty water.
Not
yeah.
My favorite.
Well. See, we got our own little reminiscences here that are our own. We'll keep them that way.
That's my point. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so what have you been doing, Eric, as far as playing out?
Bill and I have been playing out quite a bit, and, you know, especially as now we're kind of into the meat and potatoes of summer, we're really busy, and, you know, I can't say how lucky enough we are, or I can't say enough how lucky we are to be able to play as much as we do, and you know, and that goes for all the local musicians up here. We are truly blessed to mm-hmm. to be able to play as often and as many places as we can, and you know, and you know, part of it is that we get to play essentially to a new audience every night. You know, we do have people who come out and see us regularly.
We have our fan.
Our fan. And, but at the same time, you know, with the number of visitors to this beautiful place that we get to call home, you know, we really get to kind of cast a wider net than I think we would if, you know, we were busy on the road or playing even in an urban area.
Well, there certainly is a ton of music going on now.
There is.
Almost every weekend, but particularly like this Fisherman's Picnic.
You got it.
Nonstop.
We have a regular big fan base here at the Roadhouse too. Both of them sometimes call in.
Then they get a busy signal.
Oh yeah, right. The other one calling at the same time.
It might be our fan.
It could be.
We wondered where they were on Friday nights.
I didn't want to bring this up, but did you notice who's playing on the was playing at the bandstand last night?
No.
The Roadhouse.
Oh, the Roadhouse Jam. Yeah, the Roadhouse Jam or something.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know. Has our legal team looked into that?
We've got a large legal team. He's sitting right to my right, and I'll leave it up to him.
I will admit that I read that, and I got really confused.
I was too.
Man, oh, geez, I hope I didn't blow this radio gig.
I think that's the band from Ely, isn't it? With Jeff Cerniak and Bobby Belinsky, it's a good band.
Good band, it was fun. Anders, that's right. He was the drummer.
It's a good band. I wish I would have been able to come in, but I was working.
Yeah,
a lot of people. But
I may have to call Cerniak and talk to him about this.
Yeah, Roadhouse. I wonder where he got the idea.
Cease and desist. Yeah, he can change his name to cease and desist.
Now, do you ever let Jessa play anymore? Is she out?
We love when Jessa plays, but you know, she. She's really busy.
She has a day gig too.
You know, and not to throw her under the bus or whatever, but you know, she'll be like, "Well, it is your name that's advertised." I can come or not.
The real story is that she used to come a lot, but would you play with somebody that's you know, reprobate and drinks too much and smokes pot and runs around? Well, either would she. So. She doesn't come very much anymore.
It's either her or you, huh, Bill?
Yeah.
Exactly.
It's an old one, but a good one.
Well, yeah, someday. It
I'd like to hear another tune, you guys.
Okay.
Got something going?
Yeah, we'll do a tune, and you can say that you've heard it first.
Good. Here. Brand new one.
So, well, it's not ours, but I've been really, you know, I went down to Chicago for the final Grateful Dead concerts this summer, and as such, I have just been listening to them an awful lot, and just realizing, you know, how much of an imprint their music had on my formative years, and so I've been delving into kind of the deeper cuts of the Dead, and having a blast doing it. So
what would the deeper cuts be?
They're all pretty deep, or just I guess songs that are new to my repertoire. They might not be necessarily deep cuts, but we're gonna give this one a go.
Great.
See how it goes.
Which one is it?
Brown.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And plow the fields around. Gone are the days when the lady said, "Please, gently, Jack Jones, won't you come to me?" Brown-eyed women in red grenadine. Bottle was dusty, but the liquor was clean. The sound of the thunder with the rain. Down and
Looks like the old man's getting on. '20 when he stepped to the bar, drink to the dregs of the whiskey jar. 1930 when the walls caved in, paved his way selling red-eyed gin. Bright-eyed women in red grenadine, the bottle was dusty but the liquor was clean. The sound of the thunder with the rain pouring down, and it looks like the old man's getting on. Lila Jones was mother of twins, two times over and the rest were sins. Raised eight boys, only I turned bad, didn't get the lickings that the other ones had. Brown-eyed women in red grenadine, the bottle was dusty but the liquor was green. The sound of the thunder with the rain pouring down, and it looks like the old man's getting on. Shack in Bigfoot County, snowed so hard that the roof caved in. As Lila Jones went to meet her God, and the old man never was the same again. $2 and it burned like hell. I cut hickory just to fire the still. Drink down a bottle and you're ready to kill. Brown-eyed women in red grenadine, the bottle was dusty but the liquor was clean. The sound of the thunder with the rain pouring down, and it looks like the old man's getting on. Gone are the days when the ox fall down, two times over and rest were sins. Gone are the days when the lady said please, gently Jack Jones won't you come to me. But the liquor was clean. The sound of the thunder with the rain pouring down, and it looks like the old man's getting on. And it looks like the old man's getting on.
It's Eric Frost and Bill Hansen with a Grateful Dead tune.
Sure. Why not?
What's the name of that thing?
That one's called Brown-Eyed Women.
Brown-Eyed Women.
Yeah.
There was a Grandpa's Cabin in there too, wasn't there?
Yeah. Well, there was more of a still. it was more of Daddy's
not
still.
Not like
yeah.
Your Grandpa's Cabin.
A little deeper south.
Right.
Where we went with that one.
So who wrote that?
Jerry Garcia and Robert Hunter.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Say, this week now, I was noticing a news item up in Boundary Waters and then Quetico about a survivalist. Oh, they actually closed a few lakes down. What do you guys know about this?
Nothing?
Not much.
No.
Really?
You know, no. Just what's kind of on the internet that it's closed and that there's a person of interest, I believe.
I mean, they have identified him. They know who he is.
Somebody that was hanging around in Ely. It doesn't sound like he's dangerous.
I think it sounds like they're mostly worried about him.
Yeah.
But they've asked people not to go in, or they've closed down certain lakes over by Lac La Croix.
Boy, I don't know if they closed down the Boundary Waters every time a kind of odd person showed up. Well, nobody would ever go.
No.
Based on the people I've run into out there over the years. But
I mean, that used to be a regular thing in Hovland.
Yeah, you know, they closed down.
They never closed Hovland down.
No. What do you mean used to?
Well, okay. Yeah, I was fascinated to read that because I couldn't believe they actually closed some lakes
down. Yeah,
that
was odd. Yeah,
or why they would do that with the evidence that they've described doesn't sound too much. I mean, he is kind of a wild-eyed looking guy, apparently wandering around without a canoe in the Quetico, which is kind of odd.
Yeah. I wonder if he had a paddle.
Well, it would have helped, I suppose.
Maybe. I don't know.
He sounds like he needed something to eat rather than... maneuver around with.
At least he wasn't going around the Great Lakes, Dick. No. Like that guy we talked to earlier
Yeah, he's out there now.
Yeah. So anyway, I thought maybe you'd have a bird's eye lowdown on that, Bill.
No. Don't know too much. But we could play a song about a similar character. We could Ginseng Sullivan.
Oh, sure.
Old Norman Blake tune.
Maybe it's him.
It's about
What kind of tune?
This is a song called Ginseng Sullivan. It's about a guy that goes out and gathers ginseng for a living.
Okay.
And kind of a. Well, I don't know. Eric and I have different interpretation of the song. Yeah. So see what you think.
Is it ginseng grow up in the Quetico?
I don't think so. This is more an Appalachian thing.
Yeah. This guy picks ginseng and it's just. He's just trying to get home.
This goes hand in hand with the still one we heard a minute ago. Good. Sounds cool.
Got a theme going here.
Yep.
1, 2, 3, 4. About 2 miles from the Battail Yard, the rivers curve on down. South from a town depot, Sullivan's shack was found back on the high ground. And you could see him every day just walking down the line with an old brown sack across his back and his long hair down behind, speaking his worried mind. It's a long way from the Delta to the North Georgia hills, and a coat sack full of ginseng that won't pay no traveling bills. Wait, when I'm too old to ride the rails or thumb the road alone, well, I guess I'll never make it back to home, my muddy water Mississippi Delta home. Here they get too cold and the damp makes me ill. I can't dig no root from a mountainside when the ground froze hot and still. Gotta stay a foot of the hill. But next summer if things turn right, companies will pay high, and I'll make enough money to pay my bills and bid these mountains goodbye. Then he said with a sigh, it's a long way from the Delta to the North Georgia hills, and a coat sack full of ginseng that won't pay no travel bills. Wait, when I'm too old to ride the rails or thumb the road alone, well, I guess I'll never make it back to home, my muddy water Mississippi Delta home. Thank you. It's a long way from the Delta to the North Georgia hills, and a coat sack full of ginseng that won't pay no travel bills. Well, when I'm too old to ride the rails of Thumb the Road alone, well, I guess I'll never make it back to home. My muddy water Mississippi Delta home. My muddy water Mississippi Delta home. Singing my muddy water Mississippi Delta home.
Hey, that was great.
Thank you.
That does resonate with the fellow that's out there now.
Sure.
Who knows? He could be from the Muddy Water, Mississippi Delta.
They said he was originally from North Carolina, but had been in Florida before.
So, there you go.
So he's from that. Southern, maybe it is Ginseng Southern. Sullivan. Maybe he's working his way home. Maybe he's from Atticoke originally. Yeah. He's just walking home.
He's definitely taking a trip.
Yeah. Well, let's hope he it's a happy ending to that.
Hope for that. Yeah. If he's on, it's a tough to get out of where he is.
It's rough country out
he's
there.
He's on foot.
What's your time schedule like? Do you need to get rolling or?
We can probably do one more. Yeah, I think we can do that, and then we'll head on down to our sweet little campfire gig down at Eagle Ridge.
Eagle Ridge and Lutzen, up by the ski hill there.
You got it. Yep. Yeah, we'll be there from
round back. You'll hear park and you'll hear the music.
Yeah.
Find your way down. It's kind of fun that people are rolling in, you know, for the weekend often, and they kind of discover us, come out, oh my gosh, look at this guy's playing instruments. And then that's one gig where a lot of the local Lutzen friends often stop by they bring a six pack, come down and sit around and hang out with us.
Buck has taught me that there are we may have only two local listeners, but people listen on the radio too driving up here,
I guess.
They
could swing in and
they
say hi,
they hear it too, and they
all's welcome.
Well, that'd be a good idea.
Totally. Well, Bill, what do you a lot think? Going on this weekend, that's for sure. I've been down, had my two fish burgers already from the from the talented and beautiful Anne Mershon.
Yeah.
Served me there, had a nice little conversation and
listened to the lioness now.
Yes. Listened to the Angel Hair Rasta band play for a while. That was excellent.
Oh, yeah.
So it's a fun time in Cook County.
I've been wanting to see those guys.
Yeah, they're good.
I had to walk a full circle to find the fish burger stand. They have all these other stands around it now. I finally found it.
Buck, it's been in the same place for 35 years.
Yeah,
but it wasn't.
It wasn't.
Uh-uh.
No.
Well, they didn't have the park there before. I mean, if you go back as far as Buck goes, you know.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, they parked on the street for many, many years, but it also wasn't surrounded by all the other similar
on its own. Yeah,
no, booths,
it's,
so. But maybe I might search for Ray Fromm before we go off air tonight. I don't know if you remember, Bill.
Yeah, sure.
The old Fishburger song.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, the classic.
All ready and they're on.
I know Leah Thomas knows it. She can sing it.
Oh, yeah.
Jess and I were trying to figure it out over breakfast, too, and we didn't get very far. So.
They're all ready and they're all red hot.
That's the one.
Michael Monroe has done a version of it.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Sweet.
Yeah.
They probably do a reggae version of it, I would guess.
Yes. But you have a different tune in mind.
Sure. Well,
maybe.
Not really.
Okay.
let's do the old home place. Let's stick there.
Oh man, it's gonna make me sing.
Yeah. Bill and I have been playing this song for years, and it wasn't until like 6 months in that Bill was like, you know, 20 years ago I learned the high harmony part to that, and we were like, no way, got to do it. So. We'll do that too. It's Bill's time to shine here.
Isn't going to work very well. I only have one microphone.
Oh yeah.
Decks over.
Okay.
There we go.
There we go.
How about that? Hadn't thought about that.
Good enough.
Beauty.
Very good. That's good. Yeah.
Well, this is another bluegrass number. This one's called The Old Home Place. And you know, there's a lot of people coming back for Fisherman's Picnic this weekend, and you know, back to the old home place. This one's not as celebratory, but it's bluegrass after all. Goes something like this. It's been 10 years since I left home,
in a holler where I was born. Cool fall nights make the wood smoke rise, and a fox hunter blow his horn. And I fell in love with a girl from the town, and I thought that she would be true. Ran away to Charlottesville, and I worked in a sawmill or two. What have they done to the old home place? Why did they tear it down? Why did I leave the plow in the field and look for a job in the town? Here I stand where the old home stood before they took it away. Now the geese fly south and the cold winds moan as I stand here and hang my head. What have they done to the old home place? Why did they tear it down? Why did I leave the plow in the field and look for a job in the town? Well, why did I leave the plow in the field and look for a job in the town?
Eric Frost and Mr. Bill Hansen. Hey, I want to thank you guys for coming in. I know you had to drive all the way in, and then you got to go all the way back out.
Well, I was in town already, so it was convenient. I had a fish burger, so it was very great day to be off work.
Great that you came here.
Yeah, well, thanks for having us. It's really nice to be here. We love playing here.
That's great, and I'd suggest maybe a new name would be Jesse Frost with Eric and Bill. Yeah. It might be more productive.
Well, there you go. I'll run that by.
We'd have to get another microphone, but we can do it.
Definitely would raise the tone of the act quite a bit.
Well, there is that. Yeah. So, anyway, thanks so much.
Well, thank you guys very, very much for having us. We appreciate it.